Hey folks, Pastor Ryder here. Thank you for joining us today for Pastor's Chat. It's been a little bit since we've gotten together. It's been such a busy season. I believe it's been since around Praise in the Park that we actually have gotten together for Pastor's Chat, but just felt something a little bit on my heart. I won't be very long today, but I just wanted to share some things with you that I was feeling. We just got finished with our leadership retreat, and we gathered together for a weekend in the woods. We were in a cabin together and just got to spend some time together as a leadership team. And it was an incredible, incredible event. There were so many God moments that happened. And there are a few key points that we discussed and talked about this weekend that I want to bring to you as the subject of today's Pastor Chat. I want to talk to you for just a few moments. And again, I won't be very long, but on the power of we. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 9, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. And then in verse 3 of the same chapter, it says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. God designed us to do life together. And just as we talked during our leadership retreat, that ministry should be done as a team, because I believe that God's design for the apostolic church was that a team carry the load and do it together, because his power flows through unity. Power doesn't flow through isolation. Very often we are tempted to isolate ourselves, especially when we're struggling or going through maybe a dark time or a dark season in our life. The tendency is always to isolate. That's just what we do as a common human nature within ourselves. It's actually the worst thing that we can do when we're going through a hard time. You need your brother. You need your sister. We need one another to help us through. There are times we have to face things that we do not understand and things that absolutely do not make sense. And just as I preached on Sunday about the battle that we fight, the thing that frustrates the devil the most, the thing that really gets his goat, is when you don't stop going no matter what you're going through. That's the thing that bothers him the most, is that we don't give up when we should give up, or when it would make sense to give up. And the very fact that we're going through something lends itself to the need for your brother and your sister, because we can help you carry a load. You can help me carry my load. And together we're stronger when we carry one another's loads. The Spirit builds bridges of connection. But it's pride, and I want you to hear that today. It is pride that isolates. When you isolate yourself, you're saying you don't need anyone else. And if there's ever a time that you need someone else, it's when you're struggling. We all have been through those times of struggle. And I think many people can attest, even in our church, even just recently, I've heard from multiple people, just the battle, the struggle, the attack. There is definitely a spiritual attack on the body of Christ in Medford. I can feel it. You can feel it. You're going through it. You're under the gun. You're under the pressure. And I think the more there's advancement, and the more that there's a drawing of the Spirit, and the more that people feel drawn to God's house, the more we're going to be attacked and struggle, because if the enemy can get our focus off of what matters and we begin to focus on our struggle, then we will withdraw. And that's usually what we do. But can I encourage you today? You need your brother. You need your sister. We need one another. We are family and we fight together. The one thing that There were quite a few God moments that happened at our leadership retreat this week. But if there was anything that I could draw from the experiences that we had together as a leadership team was the fact that just being together drew us closer to one another. And even as a team, we feel closer today than we did last week because we went through an entire weekend together and we learned some things about one another. You desperately need your brother and your sister. So I want to ask you a few questions in closing today. Who or when, let me ask you this, when have you felt most connected to the church? Think about a moment in your life that you can point to that you can say, well, that at that moment, I felt so connected to the body. When was that moment? What can we do as a church to help strengthen your relationship with the body? What can we do to help you feel more connected? And then let me ask you this, what can you do this week to celebrate someone? What can you do to celebrate someone this week? We need each other. We're in this together. And whatever struggles we have, we can build bridges between one another. We can help one another. You know, it's not one ministry against another ministry. It's not one team against another team. We all serve on some kind of team or place within the church. And it's not just the cleaning team versus the music team versus the media team versus the Sunday. No. That's not how we do things. We're all on the same team. We're all in the family of God. And we're all in this together. And so think about those things. What's a time you felt most connected to God and most connected to the church? What was happening at that time? And how can we help one another to be more connected to the body? I love you. I appreciate you. I'm so thankful that we do life together. That's not a cliche. That is actually what we do. We struggle. We rejoice. We have good days. We have bad days, but we do it together. And we're stronger together. There is power, not in me, but in we. We are brothers. We are brothers. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me for Pastor's Chat.